Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 200. Are you ready to join the clan? Today, we have Shane Barker, a digital marketing consultant who specializes in influencing marketing, product launches, sales funnel, targeted traffic, and website conversions. He has consulted with Fortune 500 companies, influencers with digital products, and a number of A-list celebrities. Hello, Shane.
Hey, thank you for having me on my podcast. This is really exciting.
Thank you for coming. I know the clan is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your own online business?
Yeah, I've been in the online digital space for about 25 years now. So I it's funny, the way that I jumped into digital marketing is I pretty much have owned my own businesses. So I had a company by the name of HotPad that I had it was a reusable heat pack that I had a patent on. And the way that I jumped in the digital space is that I didn't have a lot of money. So I had to market my own products. So I was kind of like just getting my experience through my own products that I was promoting online. So I used to own a bar back in the day too, about 25 years ago. And so I've done a lot of stuff. I grew up in the industry of like promotions of working at restaurants and ended up moving all the way up there in the hospitality industry. So that was awesome. And then I decided I wanted to work for myself. And that's when I started HotPad. And then ever since then, I've had probably about 6 or 7 companies over the last 25 years. And it's now I'm doing a lot of consulting. I do a lot of speaking, keynote speeches. And then we do coursework. And now we do a lot of the influencer stuff, which we probably started about 7 years ago at this point.
What a great background, Shane. What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
I think probably the most dangerous belief you can have is not to delegate things, not to have people helping you with tasks. I think I was in my early years, I was very much, oh, hey, I can do it myself. I'll work 18 hours. I can do everything. And then you start to realize that that's not the best way, that you become the cog in the wheel, or you become the road bump, or you're the person that's making it so your business can't move forward because you can't delegate projects and just be a project manager. So I think the thing is, you have to realize as an entrepreneur, assuming you have the budget or you have time or people that want to work for you, you don't have to be the end all be all. You know, it's okay to delegate and have other people assign out tasks and make sure that they're doing the tasks, but it's healthy to have a good balance between work and your social life.
But why do you do what you do?
Yeah, so the reason why is because I love digital marketing, and I love, there's always things that are changing in the space, like different platforms you can use and different techniques that you can use. I've been doing, SEO before it was even called SEO. We were doing influencer marketing before it was called influencer marketing. So it's kind of cool to see the trends and be able to jump on those trends early on and then be able to figure out how to do them correctly, and then be able to take that and bring them to our clients so they're able to be successful.
Let's put him on aside. How do you know you are successful?
Yeah, I think success can be measured. There's a lot of different ways to measure success. I mean, that either can be finances, that can be, I think that's probably the big one, is people look at the actual numbers of what an agency is doing. I also think, once again, I touched on balance. I mean, it doesn't always have to be money driven. I think one of the things is also in regards to happiness. You do enjoy what you're doing. Right, because I know plenty of people that are making tons of money but aren't happy with what they're doing. And I know people that aren't making tons of money and are very happy with what they're doing. So I think it's a good mix of both, of, having a healthy lifestyle, doing what you enjoy doing, making some money, obviously, right? But I don't think that, back in the day, that was the number one thing, was cash. And now I think it's also having time with your friends and family and having that balance of work and life.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
Yeah, I think business is, it's, if you're an entrepreneur, it's really just being resilient. Things happen every single day that, it's, if you look at the path to success and you look at these, charts online, and it shows like this graph of just going in a straight line and then all of a sudden you're successful. Actually, it's a lot more of a squiggly line. There's a lot to it when it comes to being successful, and it it's not just, you know, reading one book or opening a business and hiring a few people and then all of a sudden you're successful. I mean, it's, you've got to constantly grind it out. There's things that need to be changed. There's things you need to evaluate every week, whether it be sales, whether it be how you do marketing, whether it's the people that you're hiring. There's a lot of moving pieces to it. And then over time, obviously, you become better at those things, at hiring the right people and putting processes in place so that if you leave for a week that your business doesn't shut down. There's certain things that happen over time through experience. But I think just business in general, I love it because it's constantly evolving. And it's constantly changing. And there's new ways to make money and do things and set up processes and softwares to use to be able to streamline things.
Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, it's, you know, I think people think being an entrepreneur is easy and that once again, you know, you get some money and you start a business, you start selling some stuff and then you make millions and you go off to your island and, you know, drink margaritas the rest of your life. There's a lot more to it. I think people don't realize the resilience and what it takes on a daily basis to be able to grind it out and be able to really stay focused on your business. There's always a lot more competition depending on what your space is. There's softwares and stuff that can help streamline that. It is a hustle and it is extremely hard. I think, once again, things have become easier in some aspects and then have become harder on others. I mean, you have the internet. So really, if you have a, you know, we sell courses and we can sell it worldwide. So if my audience before, let's say it was just California, now it's the whole world, right? So that opens up a whole new spectrum of potential clients and stuff like that, which is kind of nice, which is nice for what we do because once again, we're in the digital space and we do the course thing. So it makes sense to be able to have a larger audience that will be able to go and buy your courses.
In your businesses, do you ever have a mentor or a coach?
Yeah, like a mentor. So yeah, it's funny. So that was probably one of the things that I wish I would have done earlier on is having some type of a mentor or somebody to help me like guide the ship. I was always very kind of stubborn in the sense like, oh, I can do it. I can handle it. You know, I can do it all. And then it became a situation where I'm like, wow, this would be nice if I was, you know, to go hire somebody or have somebody be a mentor to be able to say, hey, let's do this and don't do that. Or, hey, be careful of this. Or, hey, don't spend the money there. Or even an internship or something like that. I jumped in doing digital marketing and just wanted to grind it out and figure it out on my own, which is one way to do it. Or you have internships and you have other ways that you can learn other people's, the way that their processes and how they put things together, which can be beneficial for your business because you can use a lot of the same processes. And with a mentor, obviously you're cutting down, you know, if you're talking with somebody who's been doing this for 20 years, we're tapping into their database of 20 years of knowledge, which usually would take somebody 20 years to do. So being a mentor and taking classes and continued education and stuff like that is extremely important because you always want to, like I said, you're always going to be learning as an entrepreneur.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
I think one thing that is probably the fact that I'm very driven. I have multiple projects going on. I mean, we're actually heavy in the real estate space. So my partner and I, Ray, and I flip properties. I'm here in Sacramento, California. So we flip properties. And so we've been doing that for a little while. I'm obviously in the digital space consulting. I have a 35 person team that we do content creation for websites. I write for 120 different websites. I also teach at UCLA. There's a lot of things that I do. And once again, because of the team that I have able to support me in multiple ventures that I have, but it's been an interesting journey for sure.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
One thing, this is a personal thing, is that I have a red beard and it took me like 2 years to grow it. That it like literally, it wouldn't grow. Like I have a beard that like would not grow. So on a personal level, I have a beard that I'm very proud of because it took me 2 years to grow it. On a business level, I think that I had one of my businesses that I took from zero to $25 million within 2 years and I had 130 employees. So a lot of people don't know me or didn't know that I did that, but I did do that about 8 years ago.
What grounds you?
I would say my wife. My wife grounds me and my mom. They're always there to help and support me in the ventures that I have. Also, I think another thing that helps ground me is I do walk a lot and run. So I'm very active. So I walk about 13 miles a day. I get up around 5 a.m. And I'll get on my phone and I'll get on Slack and talk with my team and do calls and do sales calls. But I'm out there walking and staying active. So I think being grounded is extremely important, especially when it comes to business, when you're making multiple decisions on a daily basis on multiple businesses. You have to be able to be focused and you have to be able to be spot on. And I think walking helps me kind of work some of those things out and better helps me like make decisions and stuff like that. But when I have a clear head.
What is influencer marketing and how it works? Tell us more about it.
So influencer marketing is really having a product or service and finding somebody that has a social media following or has some kind of influence over their community. So that can be a blogger, that can be somebody on YouTube, that can be somebody on Instagram, TikTok, it can be a reporter, it can be really whatever it is. I mean, you just have to look at your product or service and figure out, hey, where do I think my perfect client would be? And if that's Instagram, then you go find an influencer that would have, in theory, that the audience that you're looking for to be able to promote your product to. And then you work out some kind of deal with that influencer on whether it be, you know, product or whether it be, you know, paying them. You work out some kind of a campaign, and then you got to figure out how you're going to measure those results as well.
Tell us about the major pitfalls that you need to avoid in order to ensure success for your influencer marketing campaign.
Yeah, I would say some of the pitfalls when it comes to influencer marketing, I think is the issue is that most brands don't know how to find the right influencers. And when they do, they don't know how to interview them or how to talk about a campaign. So they go and they'll find influencers that have a certain follower count and they assume that they're going to be good because they have a lot of followers, which is not always the case. And so I think, you know, once again, you can have the best product or service in the world, but if you don't have the right influencers or you don't have the right marketing, then nobody's going to find it, right? I mean, well, there's people that have terrible products and have great marketing and people find them. So, you know, it really comes down to the same thing with influencers. Like, there's plenty of companies that have tried influencer marketing, have worked with, you know, two influencers and they say, oh, influencer marketing doesn't work. Yeah, but that's not true because there's like hundreds of, well, not hundreds, but there's a lot of platforms that you can try and every influencer is different as well. And there's content that needs to be produced. So the pitfalls really come into, hey, not finding the right influencers, not knowing what to negotiate, not knowing what to put in the contracts and the briefs. And there's just a lot of moving pieces to it that I think a lot of brands don't understand how to communicate with the influencers and how to have that fluid conversation and be able to make sure you're on the same page when it comes to the campaign.
So where do we find the right influencer and any best practice?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to find influencers. There's paid ways, like through softwares, and then there's the free, you can do that as well. I mean, if you're on Instagram or anything like that, you can go and look up certain hashtags. So if you're a yoga, you know, company and you sell yoga mats, you can look up hashtag yoga or hashtag yoga Los Angeles if you want it to be more, they're closer to like, you know, in regards to some kind of a brick and mortar location. And softwares that there's all kinds of softwares out there. We use Grin is one of the softwares that we use. Aspire IQ is one that we've used. We use Influence.co is interesting. You can find a lot of influencers on there. They'll have a great platform that you can go in there and look under certain niches and find certain influencers that would want to promote your product. And that's about it. I mean, there's a lot of softwares out there, but those are the ones that we've used.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
I would say the most valuable thing that I've ever given away is my time. You know, you don't realize how valuable your time is until you start to run out of it. You know, and I think people underestimate the value of your time. And in the sense that, you know, people have businesses that they run and they're in, you know, 10 meetings in a day. And it's like, how much are you really able to get done? And you're potentially wasting time. And time is extremely important when it comes to family and friends and that kind of stuff. So I think time is something that I enjoy it. Like I volunteer and I do some stuff and I enjoy volunteering, you know, because I'm giving my time away because my time is more valuable than money to me these days. Because money is come and I've been successful in some businesses and unsuccessful at other businesses. But I think just my overall time is something that I think people need to value a lot more in regards to life and business.
Tell us about your company, Influencer Marketing.
Yeah, so the company it's been around. I mean, Shane Barker Consulting has been around for 25 years. We do, you know, the influencer space we came into about 7 years ago. We had a client by the name of Zoe Rodriguez that sells fitness ebooks that came to us and said, hey, I need help with, she was calling it social media marketing, but really it was influencer marketing. And there was no term for influencer marketing. So we jumped into doing influencer marketing with her and, you know, she was making $400,000 a year and we got her up to 1.6 million. So she was making over $1 million a year as an influencer selling fitness ebooks. And we helped her redo her website, redo her logo, redo all of her ebooks, used Infusionsoft for like automation with emails, created all the campaigns. She created the content, and we just had this great partnership. Like I said, we got her to she was bringing in $1 million a year because of the campaigns that we put together for her.
And how can we find your company, and how can we connect with you? What is type of your clientele?
Yeah, so my clientele is really, it's I have two sides. So I have brands that are looking to put together an influencer marketing campaign. We either do workshops. So I did a workshop in San Francisco where we had Amazon there. We had some other really big clients that were there. We either can come in and do a workshop, it can be a day, 2 days, whatever that is, where we would come in and really educate the whole sales team on how to do influencer marketing, how to find influencers, how to negotiate, what to negotiate. And then on the other side of it, we have a course, howtobeaninfluencer.com. That's the website, and it'll be up here in the next few weeks. And that's where influencers can go to better learn how to work with brands. And all of the content that we've created on both sides was all based off of the since I'm an instructor at UCLA, we based it off the curriculum that I taught at UCLA for brands on how to work with influencers and influencers on how to work with brands. And if anybody wants to get in contact with me, you can reach me on my website is just Shane Barker. That's shanebarker.com. Or my email is shane@shanebarker.com.
So, Clan, there will be more from Shane in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Shane's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Shane's journey or over 150 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Shane.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com. Filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun, there are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey Clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the online success journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.